Where do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We have a new lesson for you, all about bikes. Yes, we're going to be learning all about different kinds of bikes. Hey, do you like to ride bikes? Do you have a bicycle? And how often do you get out to ride it? Carolyn, do you like to ride bicycles?
Well, I do, Gabe, although recently I haven't been able to ride my bike very much because I live so close to work. But before I moved, I rode my bike every day when I was attending class at Taida.
Oh, you did. So you rode your bike through the city. Do you like riding the bike through the city?
It's actually a little bit scary, Gabe. I don't really like using my bike to go to and from places in the city. I would prefer to go out on a trail or in a park and just ride.
Yeah, I think that's a little more enjoyable. But I do enjoy riding bikes as well. And I think there are many different kinds of bikes. I enjoy riding on level ground, but of course, sometimes it's great exercise to go riding up a hill or a mountain of some kind. Well, what about you? Do you ride a bike? And where do you ride your bike? Let's get started with our lesson all about bikes.
All about bikes. Grab your bike and hit the road. When did you first learn to ride a bike? Even if it was long ago, chances are you still remember how. With bikes available for many different styles of riding, there's no excuse not to get out and ride. Bikes for commuting. For getting to work, you'll want a bike that's comfortable and sturdy. Choose one that can handle going across holes in the road.
Hello friends, this is your Word Lady Ellen. From New York to Taipei, everyone has gotten the biking fever. In this month's sports article, we'll learn all about how versatile and fun biking can be. Let's take a look at our key words for the day before we begin. Hit the road. Hit the road is an idiom. Jana is excited about hitting the road with her family during summer vacation. Commute. Commute is a verb. Carolyn doesn't like commuting, so she's going to ask if she can work from home. Sturdy. Sturdy is an adjective. The dining table isn't very sturdy. If you lean on it, it might fall down. Gear. Gear is a noun. Jake put his bike in a lower gear and started to pedal up the mountain road. Your more information word is shock. Shock is a noun. Do you like to bike? Think about that as we learn more in the article.
Well, I am very familiar with commuting using a bicycle. Let's go back to the beginning of the article. Grab your bike and hit the road. Well, that is a great phrase right off the bat. To hit the road means to get started.
To get started, okay? Hit the road. Maybe you and your friends are planning a trip somewhere and you've done all your preparations. You're ready to go. So now what can you say? Let's hit the road. Let's get in the car and get going. Let's hit the road. All right, or maybe you have a project and you need to get started. Well, you better hit the road and get started right away.
That's right. So it just means to begin something. And it's a great way to encourage your friends to hurry up. Let's hit the road. We're going to be late. Well, we continue reading here. When did you first learn to ride a bike? An excellent question. Even if it was long ago, chances are you still remember how. Now, Gabe, how is that possible?
Well, you might remember how to ride a bike even if you first learned a long time ago, because of muscle memory. And we want to talk about this. Muscle memory, this is when you do an activity over and over again, and eventually your body knows how to do it without much thought. That's muscle memory.
That's right. So many people who are athletes, they play sports, they practice so often that their body just knows how to react when they are in certain situations. And the same for musicians. They practice their scales, they practice how to play their instrument so much that they no longer really need to think. They can play without really thinking. And even if you don't play that instrument or play that sport for many years, you can go back to it and pick it up right away.
That's right, because you have muscle memory. Okay, so think about what other things in life involve muscle memory. Well, bike riding is one of those things. Hey, let's spend some time with Liz in the grammar gym right now. She wants to talk about that word chance.
Hello, friends. How are you doing today? My name is Liz, and thanks for joining me here at the grammar gym. In today's article, we see this sentence. Even if it was long ago, chances are you still remember how. Notice the phrase in the middle of the sentence. Chances are. It's another way to say probably. In other words, the writer is saying, even if it was long ago, you probably still remember how. Okay, let's have a look at some more examples. If the weather looks like it's probably going to rain, you can say, chances are it's going to rain. Or if you're waiting for your friend at the movie theater and you think he's probably still on his way, you can say, chances are he's still on his way. Or if you hesitate to call your friend at night because he's probably already in bed, you can say, I don't think I should call my friend. Chances are he's in bed already. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, then check out today's grammar tip section for more example sentences. And that's it for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Okay, we have a lot more to talk about here. We read, with bikes available for many different styles of riding, there's no excuse not to get out and ride, okay? Especially because you have muscle memory, you already know how to ride your bike, so get out and ride. There's no excuse for not doing this. Well, how else could you use that phrase, there's no excuse for something? Maybe you have a bad attitude. Well, someone might tell you, there's no excuse for your bad attitude. There's no excuse for you being rude. You should be polite.
That's right, you should be polite, and there's no excuse not to get out and ride. So we have that double negative, which we've learned about before, which means you should be out riding your bike. And here we learn about bikes for commuting. And that is a word we want to talk about, commute. Now, commute is how you get to and from work or to and from school. That is your commute.
That's right, your travel from one place to another. All right, so this word can be a noun or a verb. Here we're talking about bikes for commuting. You're commuting from one place to another. Or you can talk about maybe a long commute. It was a long ride from Danshui to Xindian. That is a long commute.
Well, I hope that your commute is not that long. And if it is, I hope you are not commuting by bicycle. That is a very far distance to be traveling on a bike every day.
It's true, but it does sound like good exercise. Well, we read something here. For getting to work, you'll want a bike that's comfortable and sturdy. Okay, so now your goal is to get to work, to get to the office, and comfort is your main goal, okay? Let's take a look at our word from the word bank, sturdy. What does this mean and how can you use it?
Well, if something is sturdy, that means it is strong. It's not going to break easily, and you can rely on it to work. So you might want to have a sturdy table in your dining room. You don't want one that shakes and is uneven when you put your dishes down. It might collapse and break. So you want something that is sturdy.
Okay, what else should be sturdy? Well, of course, your desk. You're working on a desk and you want it to be a sturdy desk. Maybe you need to use a ladder to get up high to fix something. Of course, the ladder should be sturdy. Or maybe you're walking up some stairs and they're not sturdy. You want to make sure that those steps are sturdy. You don't want to hurt yourself.
That's right. So it's important when you are commuting to work every day to and from, or if you're commuting to school on a regular basis, then you want a bike that is both comfortable and sturdy.
And we read here that you should choose one that can handle going across holes in the ground. That's true. So many roads have holes in the ground. Sometimes we call these potholes.
That's right. So you want a bike that can handle going across holes in the road. And there are a lot of holes that you need to be careful of. It would also be helpful for the bike to be able to handle going across rocks or other things that might be in the street.
That's right. Well, there is something we want to talk about earlier in today's lesson. There's this question, when did you first learn to ride a bike? You can use that phrase in other ways. When did you first learn to play the piano? When did you first learn to speak English? Think about other ways you can use this question.
It is a great question, and if you have questions, don't worry. It is time for us to continue learning with Michelle in the Language Lab.
Hi everyone, I'm Michelle. 这个文章的第一个重点我们看 hit the road 这个成语。Hit 本来是指打击，所以 hit the road 是指出发或上路。例如 if we don't hit the road now, we're not going to reach our next stop before sunset. 如果我们现在不走，没有办法在日落前到达下一站。所以 hit 的过去式、过去分词都一样是 hit, H-I-T, 但它的现在分词是重复字尾的 T 再加上 ing。例如 I want to stay longer, but I guess I need to be hitting the road now. 我想要留下来，但是我想我现在一定要出发了。继续我们看的是 commute 这个动词。Commute 是指通勤或通车。例如 Darren commutes between New Jersey and New York every day. Darren 每天都在纽泽西和纽约之间通勤。Commute 也可以当名词。例如 Betty makes use of her long commute to study French. Betty 利用漫长的通车时间读法文。
All right, grab your bike and hit the road. Well, wait, not yet. Of course, we have our lesson to finish here today, but we're learning all about bikes. And of course, I think it's a great idea. If you haven't in a long time, then you should go for a nice bike ride. Don't let your bike just sit there. Of course, we're learning all about how to talk about bikes here in English today, and we have more to learn in the second part of our lesson. So let's get started.
All about bikes. Popular choices include mountain bikes and hybrid bikes, also known as cross bikes. Of the two, hybrids offer a more comfortable ride since they are lighter and have smoother tires. A cheaper alternative is a city bike. It may be less attractive, but it offers a more comfortable seat. Bikes for exploring. For riding through mud and over rocks and surfaces that aren't paved, nothing beats a mountain bike. These bikes are designed to be ridden on dirt or rocky trails. They have low gears that help riders handle steep trails. Nearly all mountain bikes offer a front shock. Bikes with both front and rear shocks can handle large bumps.
Well, let's continue learning about these bikes for commuting. We read, popular choices include mountain bikes and hybrid bikes, also known as cross bikes. So, we have lots of bikes here, very popular ones, right, Gabe?
That's right, mountain bikes and hybrid bikes. Now, we talked about hybrids earlier this year. That means you are combining or mixing two different things. Okay, these are also called cross bikes. Sometimes we use that word cross when we talk about mixing something.
That's right, and we read, of the two, hybrids, or cross bikes, offer a more comfortable ride since they are lighter and have smoother tires. So mountain bikes are quite heavy because you need them to be able to go up and down mountains. They need to be very strong, but these cross bikes are lighter and have smoother tires.
So, of course, you will have a more comfortable ride. As you can see, that word is a noun. You can also use it as a verb, of course. You go riding your bike, and then you have a comfortable ride, we hope. And we continue here. A cheaper alternative is a city bike. Carolyn, let's review. What is an alternative?
Well, an alternative means another option, something else that you can choose instead of the first thing. So, actually, a mountain bike could be an alternative to the hybrid bike, and the city bike is an alternative as well. It's just another choice.
Okay, so we're learning about this city bike, and we learn here it may be less attractive, but it offers a more comfortable seat. It's true. What are you concerned about? If you're concerned about style and looking good, well, then maybe a city bike is not for you, because often it will be less attractive.
That's right, but if you are commuting every day and you are not too concerned about how nice your bike looks, but you really want to have that comfortable seat, it could be a long and difficult commute going through traffic, then a city bike might be the right one for you.
All right, well now it's time for us to learn something with Steve and Ken in the information cloud. They have an interesting phrase they want to talk about there.
Today we're learning that life has its trade-offs. If you want a bike that's fast, you're probably going to sacrifice some comfort.
And if you want a bike that's strong and durable with a comfortable seat, it's likely to be heavy and look uncool.
So we learn again that you can't have your cake and eat it too. In other words, you can't have it both ways.
Very often in life we find that we can't have it all. So, we're forced to give something up in order to get something else that we think is more desirable.
Now, this idiom is quite common and worth knowing, but to many people, it's confusing.
It is. So, try reversing the idiom's order and see if that helps. You can't eat your cake and have it too. Still doesn't make sense? Let's look at this idiom in some other languages.
Most languages seem to have a version of this. In Chinese, for example, you can't have a good horse that eats no hay.
And in France, you can't have both the butter and the money you'd get from selling the butter.
今天的课文讲到 city bike 城市自行车，课文中说city bike 也许没有那么吸引人，但是座位比较舒服。换句话说，你如果想要一台看起来很酷、很轻、跑得很快的自行车，那就要牺牲舒适的座位。为什么呢？因为 you can't have your cake and eat it too. 这句话字面上是说你不能同时拥有蛋糕。 又想要吃了它，这是不可能的事，因为蛋糕一下肚，手上就没有东西了，你就不再拥有它了。这句谚语呢，就等于中文的鱼与熊掌不可兼得。另一种讲法是 you can't have it both ways， 你不能够两个好处都要，你不能够要求马儿好，又要马儿不吃草。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Thank you, guys. It is a little bit challenging to have your cake and then also eat it. Then you don't have your cake anymore. It is true. Well, right now we have another section in our bike article, bikes for exploring. So we had bikes for commuting, and now we are exploring, Gabe.
I love exploring, and I love watching movies about people who are exploring, and I think it's fun to get out on your bike or even just to walk around and explore different things. Do you like exploring? Well, let's read this part here. For riding through mud and over rocks and surfaces that aren't paved, nothing beats a mountain bike. If something is not paved, Carolyn, what does that mean?
Well, it means that there isn't an actual road. It's not covered in asphalt like most roads that are black. It's probably just dirt.
All right, and if it's not paved, you can use the word unpaved. This road is unpaved. It's kind of rough, okay? Well, nothing beats a mountain bike. Let's take a look at that phrase, nothing beats. Earlier this month, we talked about the phrase, there's nothing like. That means you can't compare it with that thing. But here, nothing beats a mountain bike. What does that mean?
Well, it means that nothing is better than it. You can't compare the two because this is the best thing for a certain situation. So you might say that nothing beats going to the hot springs on a cold day.
Or nothing beats eating tiembula at the end of a long day. I just love that snack. Or what else? Oh, you love the sunset. Well, of course, you can't really see the sunset in the city. Nothing beats watching the sunset from that beach. All right, so now you know how to use that phrase. Use the phrase, nothing beats, today.
That's right. Well, continuing, these bikes are designed to be ridden on dirt or rocky trails. So these are mountain bikes, and they're designed to be ridden on mountains.
And that's great. So they have low gears that help riders handle steep trails. And gears are very important for many bikes. It's also an important key word, your gears. Now you might need to change gears when you are riding your bike up and down a mountain. That means you can pedal easier or more easily, or maybe it will be a little more difficult at some points. So you need to change your gears.
That's right. So when you're buying a bike, you might need to think about how many gears do you want your bike to have? What types of riding will you be doing? Do you want a bike that just has one gear? Two? Five? There are many different kinds of bikes that you can get with different numbers of gears.
And of course, this kind of bike will be great for going up steep trails. Nearly all mountain bikes offer a front shock. All right, and shocks, of course, help absorb the shock. Okay, so it makes it not as rough when you're going over those potholes in the road.
Or those rocks on that trail.
Yep.
Now, bikes with both front and rear shocks can handle large bumps. So, think about what kind of riding you're doing and what kind of bike you might need. Right now, it's time for us to join Michelle for something more in the language lab.
OK, 接下来我们看 gear 这个名字。Gear 在这里是指汽车的排档。例如 I changed to a lower gear when we started to go downhill. 当我们的车子开始往下坡走的时候我就换到低速档。或者是 Kevin shifted gear to reverse to pick up the car. Kevin 换到倒档让车子往后退。最后我们看的是 shock 这个名词。Shock 在这里是指汽车的避震器。例如 The mechanic suggested that I get new shocks for my van.修理汽车的师傅建议我的修理车要换新的避震器。Shock 也可以指冲击力。例如 ,the airbags will absorb the shock when the car is hit. 当车子被撞击的时候气囊可以吸收冲击力。And now let's see what our teachers are doing.
Now Gabe, you and I both like riding bikes, and today we talked about bikes for commuting and bikes for exploring.But I wonder, have you ever had a bad experience on a bike?
Yes, of course. I've fallen off my bike many times. There was one time when I was trying to ride my bicycle with no hands, which I think is fine sometimes, except for my little brother thought it would be funny to put a brick in the middle of the road. And so when I hit the brick, I fell over.
Ah, yeah, that is not a good experience. Although maybe if you had a mountain bike with front and rear shocks, you would have been able to handle that brick.
Maybe you're right, Carolyn. Anyway, I had some interesting experiences riding bikes. What about you? Have you ever had a bad experience riding a bike? Well, we have more to learn all about bikes next time right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last a lifetime.